Shalom to all! Today's episode of Shalom Pesachim Daf Ayin Dalet, and we are starting Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, about four lines up from the bottom with the words of Tani Kane, and if you want to start, it's on Sauch Beis Amud Aleph, a few lines up from the bottom. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. We're discussing Aninos in the Mishnah, which is when a person's immediate relative dies, and we had said that when it's Erev Pesach, he's allowed to be Toivel on either Karim Pesach at night. And we continue discussing this in greater detail now. The Gemara tells us, Tani Kane, we have a Braisa, Ezuhi Anino. When is a person an Ainain? Mishas Misa Vachas Kavur Dere Rebbe. Rebbe says it's from when his immediate relative dies, up until the burial, or as Chachamim say, Kol Yom Kulay, as an entire day that the person had died. Chachamim turns out we say Kulas V'Chomer Sal De Rebbe, that there's a Kula and Chomer in Rebbe Shita, and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph on top, Kulas V'Chomer Sal De Rabbanon, there's a Kula and Chomer in Shita Rabbanon. Kulas Sal De Rebbe, the Kula in Rebbe Shita is Meis V'Nikmar B'Shaitoi, as a person died and was buried pretty soon afterwards, and there was still daylight left. Al Dayt Rebbe according to Rebbe, Einu Aser Al Eser Shavuvad, the Einu's Aser to Ikad Shem only during that time that the person wasn't buried, but after he's buried, even though it was the very same day that he died, the person's it's usher for the onion to eat that entire day, even though the person was already buried. Now, kol sod rabbanon, we have a kol and she's rabbanon. That's in the case where meis v'nikmar alachar shleishi yamim. Let's say the person died and he was buried only after 3 days. So that's rabbanon, kol rabbanon, usher kol isai yamim. The onion's only not allowed to eat meat that first day that the person had died, but all other days he is allowed to, even though the person wasn't buried yet. Or zaltei rabbi, according to Rebbe, usher al shleishi yamim. The onion's usher to eat meat all the way up until 3 days because the person hasn't been buried. However, the Gemara says not true. Usher avo, he came and he said b'shem Rav Yochanan, also Rav Chuna, Trey and Amrin, both of them said the Moed Rebbe Chamim, Rebbe Gritza Chamim in this case, where the mace wasn't buried for 3 days, she'ina Aser El Aser Yom Bavad, that the onion's Aser to eat Kachim only that day and not the remaining days. Avitani Kenny was actually taught like this, that Rebbe Yomi Rebbe says, Tetel Chayishano, she'ina Aninos Laila Tyra, that Aninos at night is not Midarais, it's only Drabonon, Shari Amr, because they said in the Mishnah, Onin Tov Echopeschel Erev, that the onion goes to the mikvah and he could eat his Karim Pesach at night. Now it can't be that the Kavura was during the day, because then he'd be allowed to eat Kachim even during the day. So there's no chiddush for the Mishnah to say that an Einin could go to the mikvah and eat his Karim Pesach at night. And Vari Aninos Yom also as a Tairon. Aninos Yom is Midaraisa. It must be referring to where there wasn't the Kavura yet and still he's allowed to go to the mikvah and eat his Karim Pesach at night. Must be the Ein Aninos Balaila. However, the Gemara tells us, Rebbe Rabban says, B'Shem Chizda, not a Raya. Tifter, we could explain that what's the Mishnah referring to? B'Shem Nikmar Imdim Dume Achama, it's where the person was buried as the sun was setting. Plus Shema Mina Klom, you can't learn anything from here. And there could be that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, that he could be Toivel and Eichel as Pischa Be'erev, that there was the Kavura, however, the Kavura wasn't during the day. It was all the way in the evening, and that's what we're saying that he's allowed to go to the mikvah and eat his Karim Pesach that night, which is basically right after the Kvura. Now we continue discussing Aninos, or Avos, B'Shem Blazer, in Anino El Meis Bovad. The Lashon of Aninos is only used for when a person dies. Because the Pasuk says, Va'anu Va'avlu Psecheha, literally translated, this means that her openings, her doorways, her gates will mourn and lament, and this has to do with people dying, and so we see that Aninos is only for a Meis. However, Hazar Ruchi Barada, he asks as follows, Vaksib, we have another Pasuk that tells us, Va'anu Hadayagim Va'avlu Kol Mashlichim by Archaka, that the fishermen are going to mourn, and all those who throw their fishing rods into the river, they're also going to lament, as we see that Aninos also could be when there's no fish in the river. So what does that mean with a mace? Amar Chanino, so he answers, Kena Masisa, this really the means to say, Ein Anino Tmeya El Meis Bovai, that there's no din of Aninos, that the person is considered Tomei, that he can't eat Kudshim, except for when there's Aninos over a mace. He now continues discussing a number of different times where a person has a Chiyuv to be an Avel. Tani, we have a Brisa, Yom Shmiya, Kiyom Kvura. The day of Shmiya, which is the day of hearing that relative died, even though it was after the day that they died, that's just like the day of Kvura. In regards to what? Lakera, regarding the chiyuv of tearing clothing, li'ibol, and for being an avel, usfira shiva, and to count 7 days of mourning, usfira shloshim, and to count the 30 days of mourning. However, lechol b'kadshim, harayin kilikutei atzama. In regards to eating kadshim, according to some resources, lachilas psachim, then yom shmua is not like yom kavura, it's like the yom of likut atzama, which is gathering bones, and we're going to discuss what this means, gathering bones. And in those situations, the person is allowed to eat kadshim. Rashi continues, zev zev, toivlin v'ochem kadshim l'erev, in this case, in that case, which right now we're understanding to mean yom kavura and yom likut atzama, the person can be toivel and eat kachim in the evening. Now the problem with this is as follows. What the Braisa just told us is that Yom Likut Atzamos, that's the way that we're understanding it, is that a person goes to the mikvah and he's only able to eat kachim at night. The problem with that is because our Mishnah says of Likut Atzamos toivel chob kachim, that when it's a day of Likut Atzamos, one can be toivel and eat kachim right away and they don't have to wait till nightfall. So more answers, Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'Shem Rechizda, Tiftar Shenikmar Mishachashecha, the Braisa could be referring to where these bones that were gathered were buried only in the evening, and that's what the Braisa says, that he could go to the mikvah and eat kachim that evening because that's when the bones were buried. Whereas our Mishnah was talking about where the bones were buried during the day, and that's why it doesn't say that you could eat in the evening because you could already eat after the kvura. However, another question, the Braisa also said, Zev zeh tolim v'echam v'schem la'erev, then in both of these cases, which as we said before, we're understanding to mean yom kvura and yom likud atzamos, the person goes to the mikvah and he could eat kachim in the evening. Now the problem with that is regarding the first person we're talking about, ayin dalet beis on top, ukvura echals b'kachim, somebody who had kvura that day, they're allowed to eat kachim during the day. The Mishnah told us an oinin could go to the mikvah and eat his pesach at night, but not that he's allowed to eat kachim. So what's the b'raisa telling us? And in this Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he answers tarteyon b'shmia, that really when it says zev zen the b'raisa, it's referring to shmia. Namely, case number one is shama shemes loy meis me'esmal. If he heard that somebody had died yesterday, then tayloichom akachim, he go to the mikvah and he catch him right away. And also shama shenes slakulay at somis me'esmal. If he heard that it was leaking out somis of one of his relatives yesterday, in this case as well, tayloichom akachim, he go to the mikvah and he catch him right away. And it's not referring to, like we thought originally, that there's kvura that day. Kvura that day is a regular ayin and is not allowed to catch him at night. It's only by shmia and by likat atzamais that they'd be allowed to go to the mikvah and eat catch him. We're discussing likat atzamais. So tonight we have a braisa. Hamaver arin makom makom. If the arin, the coffin of the person, was moved from one place to another, maybe they were buried in some temporary spot. Now they want to move them to the family burial plot, so they move the coffin from one place to another. Im mishum likat atzamais. That's not considered likat atzamais. And Rav Acharvacha says hadodat amra. That's only ba'arin shel evan with a stone arin. As considered like you're moving the earth itself, so it's not like a new burial. Aval ba'arin shel eight. But with a coffin made out of wood, yashmishum likat atzamais, that is considered likat atzamais. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael argues with Rav Acha and says that no, afil ba'arin shel eitz, even if the arin is made out of wood, in b'mishum likat atzamais, it's not considered likat atzamais because it's in a arin, eitzul likat atzamais. So what is likat atzamais? Amavirin b'apik risin makal makaim, if they're moved in like a cloth or a kerchief from one place to another, so that's considered real likat atzamais. Now we have a third sheet, or chagas b'shem from Zayra, likat atzamais kishmuon. Likat atzamais is exactly as it sounds, picking up bones one by one, collecting them and reburying them. And Tony Kenny's taught like this in Brysa, likat atzamais, what is this? Malaket etzem, mishias akal abasar, that each bone is gathered from once the flesh already has disintegrated. It's not proper kavadah mace if the bones are going to be gathered while there's still flesh of the person on them, but once they become plain bones and there's no basar of the mace on them, they can be gathered. And that's what we see that likat atzamais is the bones themselves, not in a cloth, not in a coffin. You have another day, and Tony was talking to Brysa, ain't shmuel likat atzamais? There's no din of shmua by likat atzamais, that if a person heard that one of his close relatives' bones was gathered, that's not something he has to be misabel for. There's no aninos or anything like that. However, Aruchaga says, that's only if you heard the day afterwards. If you heard that that day there was likat atzamais for one of his relatives, then there is a din of shmia. We have another discussion. V'yesh shir likat atzamais. Is there a shir of how many bones have to be gathered in order to say, okay, this is a day of likat atzamais? And the answer is, Tarnim Nimkuche Kumi Rab Zaira, a person whose name was Nimkuche, he taught in front of Rab Zaira, the ain't shir likat atzamais. There is no shir of likat atzamais, even if it's a very small bone, it's a tiny little amount, that's already officially considered likat atzamais. Now we just go back to this machlokes, Rav Acha and Rav Yosa, of what's considered likat atzamais. Rav Acha says it has to be a wooden coffin, whereas Rav Yosa says even a wooden coffin is not considered likat atzamais, it's only if they're in a cloth. So we have a story about this. Kador of Mana, Hayrul Rav Hillel de Kifra, the following is the way Rav Mana paskined for Rav Hillel of Kifra, the Lekroyul Asabel, the Chivet their Kriyan to mourn when the bones of one of his close relatives was moved in a wooden coffin. We go Kirab Acha, like Rav Acha, that is considered like likat atzamais. However, v'shaloi lehitamais Kirab Yosi, he asked Rav Hillel, who is a kayin, from becoming tamei like Rav Yosi, who does not consider likat atzamais. We know that a kayin is allowed to become tamei to one of his immediate relatives. So if it was regular likat atzamais, Rav Hillel would be allowed to become tamei. However, if Man was machmir with him and said, since lefi shitas Rav Yosi, this is not considered likat atzamais, you're not allowed to become tamei to the bones. If another day, Tani was taught in a brayso likut atzamais ain't amar lem kinim nehi, that when we do likat atzamais, there's no kinim, which is like lamentations, and nehi, some sort of like wailing and crying that they used to do at a regular kvura. This is not done by likat atzamais. And also, we don't say the bracha of avelim or the consolation of avelim when likat atzamais happens. Now, we just clarify, what exactly is bracha avelim? The answer is, is what they would tell the avelim in the shul. They would say a bracha of baruch menachem avelim as part of a whole procedure, and this is not done by likat atzamais. And eluhin tanchumi avelim, what is tanchumi avelim? Mashein orim b'shura, they would say in the shura, this is right after the kvura, there was different mahagim. Either the people who accompanied the mace would line up and the avelim would go through them, or it was the other way around. The avelim would line up and people would pass by them and they would say words of consolation. This also is not done by likat atzamais. Now Tani was taught in a braisa, aval ayim aleim dvarim, however dvarim are said about these people when there's likat atzamais. The question is, ma'u dvarim, what does that mean dvarim? The answer is, bandik esar and armen, they say kilusin, praises, either praises of the person themselves or praises of Hashem. But either way, these dvarim are said when there's likat atzamais. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah with this machlokes beis Sham beis Hillel regarding a person who became a ger on Erev Pesach. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.